קוף תזיין עמד בייס. I would just like to go over two toisus on the previous sugya, and then we'll go further in the sugya. Umi Omar Shmuel Hochi. Shmuel, the Gemara is Takashe, Shmuel and Pshat in our Mishnah, that it says, Kevas Oivet Kechobim, he was speaking about the rennet that came from a Geshachta Nebehema that a Goy Shechted, Bishel Nevela Harezu Asure. So Shmuel said, it's not telling us two halachas, Chodek Toni, Kevas Shchites Oivet Kechobim Nevela, it's a Nevela, it's a Memela, a Kevas Nevela is also that the keve, the rennet of a nevela, has the din of the nevela. There's a big machlokes harishonim v'tzad rabbonon aderaisa, but al kaponim, that's what Shmuel said. So the Gemara asked to me, Omar Shmuel Hochi, Shmuel holds that the rennet from a behema asura is osa. Omar Shmuel mitneima osru gvinas oivdei kechomim. Why did they ask the cheese made, manufactured by Goyim? Because they're mamed the cheese with the stomach. The stomach is a nevela. But the keva gufe is mutter. There, Shmuel himself said the whole reason the cheese is also because they took the oir of a nevela. The stomach they took a chelik of the stomach of a nevela and they put this in the cheese. So memela, so they're mamed the gvina with a stomach of nevela. That's why it's also, but it seems the rennet of the keve, that would nasa, so it's a stirin shmul. So the Gemara says, leikashe kan kaidem chazore kan la'acha chazore. That means that the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah had wanted to say, Rabbi Yeshua had said that the reason Gvinas Akum is also because it's made from a Kavis Nevela, the rennet of a Nevela. And then later, he was Chayza, they asked Akasha, how can you say the Kavis of a Nevela is also the Kavis of an Oilah's Mutter? So he was Chayza and he said a different reason. So the reisha of our Mishnah is the like the reisha of the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. But lacha chazorah, so kevas nevela is takemutah, and it's only also als oir kevas nevela. Let us see two toisus. Umi omar Shmuel hochi. Belav ochi avimotzi lemifrach mimas nisen al Shmuel. I think Taisvis means the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah says clearly that they were chayzer. The beginning of the Mishnah wanted to say that kevas nevela asos, and then they were chayzer from the kasha from the kevas of a oila that a kain is allowed to swallow it. So belavo he have a motzal mitzvah mi masnisin al Shmuel. Eloho adifalei mi de mefore Shmuel masnisin al mesova kevos. The Gemara wanted to ask a better kasha. Leask a kasha on Shmuel, I'll say maybe it's a machlikas mishnayis. Our mishnah holds kevas nevela is also. Yenim Mishnah's Kavis Nevela is Mutter. No, but it could be we passing like our Mishnah. But since we see Shmuel said clearly that Gvinas Akum is also because Shemamidim Ba'ur Kavis Nevela, Bavaisis Kavis Nevela is Mutter, that's why the Gemara asked the Kasha from the memory of Shmuel and not from the Mishnah alone. Kan La'acha Chazore, Aces La'acha Chazore, so Kevas nevela, the rennet from a nevela is mutter. Olafize. After chazore, shaye kevas nevela. You're allowed to take the rennet from the stomach of a nevela. Because lacha chazor, it's mutter. It's a dovo nifrod. There's no shaykhis with etzim nevela. Elo achshav nagu ha'ilam ha'dovo lisa. But the minik ha'ilam is that they don't make cheese out of the rennet from a nevela. And therefore, since that's the minik ha'ilam, vein lahokal likach keves oivet kecham. So don't be makel. That means, even though, the Gemara says, lacha chazor, it's mutter, fine. It's mutter mikeradin, but after there's nagu ha'ilam, not to make cheese with keves nevela, ain't lahokal. Ubidiyevet. But what happens if bidiyevet, a person, made cheese from keves nevela, mutter? Tafiluchat chilishori, mikeradin, it's mutter. That means if it was nimlach ba'oira, that means if the cave was nimlach ba'oira, so then the cave got a bliya from the velas, and it's zicharosa, but if you know it was lay nimlach ba'oira, so it's mikar din, it's mutter. It's mechuah because the minig olam is that they asa. If the keva was nimlach boir, I think Taisus means to say, afilu by a keva, by a behema ksheira, asura vada mishim bosa b'chol, but then it's also alts bosa b'chol. Because the keva, the granite becomes also, it's boileya the tam bosa from the oira keva, from the walls of the stump. Let us go further in the Gemara. Ksheira, we're in the little after the middle of the Yomid. Ksheira sheyonka min atreifa. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says two bovis. Ksheira sheyonka min atreifa. You have an eagle, a gdi that was yainik from a treifa. Kevosa asura. So the rennet in the stomach of this eagle is derived from the cholov of the treife that this eagle was yainik. So the rennet is also kevos asur because it originates from treife in the milk. Treife sheyonka min aksheira. But what is if a treife was yainik from aksheira? So the milk comes, it's kosher milk. This eagle is a treif attacker, but the milk is a kosher milk. Is kevosa muteres, so the rennet in the stomach of this treif is muta. B'nei shekonus b'meyeho, that means the rennet is kosher milk that became rennet in our stomach. So this, even though this eagle is a treif, it's still muta. Sheira sheyom kamina treife. So what does it say in the sefer? Treife sheyom kamina ksheira. So it says that what? That the keva is mutter, the rennet is mutter. Frek de gemore vaktoni reishe keves oibet kechovim vishel nevela harezu asure. In the reishe it says, the rennet of a nevela is also. So from the Reish it seems that the rennet has the same aloche like the gufa behime. And if the gufa behime is an avela, so the rennet is also. In the Sefer it says that the rennet of a treife is mutter. It doesn't have aloche like the gufa behime. The gufa behime is a treife, but the rennet is mutter. So if a stira, and the Reish of the Mishnah to the Sefer. Omar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said, Reisha nire ka'ichel nevelos. That means you have a behemoth that died. You open up this behemoth and you take the rennet out of the stomach. So it looks, this is a nevela and you're taking rennet from the stomach of a nevela. You're right. Me'ikeradin, the rennet is mutter because the rennet is, has nothing to do with that some behemoth. But it's nire ka'ichel nevelos. I mean, the rennet is from a nevela, so you eat the rennet from a nevela. Looks like he's eating nevela. Ha'che ike shchite. But by a treife, we're speaking about, you shechted the behemoth. So theoretically, there was a shchita. Later, they made a bdikah, they found there was treifa, but this is not publicized, so it doesn't look like he's eating from a treifa. It looks like he's having the rennet from a kosher behemah. So even though between your meats a treifa behemah, but it's irrelevant. Meikar adin, the rennet is always mutter. But if I see he's eating it from a nevela, so it looks like he's eating a nevela. But if I see he's eating from a shchuta, so fakert, it doesn't look too bad. And Mika, then it's mutter in both cases. That was Rav Chisda's teretz. Omalei Rove, so Rove es Rav Chisda, v'lav kol d'cheinu, and shuldik, I wish to vehemently disagree with you. Uma nevela de meise. A nevela is a dead animal, an animal that died. It's most. The shores like a boss, a filo you eat the rennet, a lay osi le mechel mina. A person will not eat the meat because you are mata the rennet, and the meat is most. Amrit lo, afa pikein, you say you're not allowed to eat it. A treife schute, the shores, if you're gonna go and they eat the rennet, so someone's gonna say, well, if the rennet is good enough for him, I can eat the meat. You might come and eat the meat of the treife. If the rennet is mutter, people won't be such big lumdim to realize that the rennet is not, the rennet is mutter, even though the behem is also. Elo Omar Rav Yitzchok Omar Rav Yochanan loy kashe. Kan koydem chazore, kan la'acha chazore. That means the reisha of our Mishnah and the seifa of our Mishnah was said in two different times. The reisha of the Mishnah was said when the reisha of the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah was said. And then they held that keves nevela is also. They held that the keves is the same aloha like the nevela. But they held that it has a din of the meat. And according to that tkufa, einachanami, kevis nevel is also, kevis treif is also, everything is also. That and kan, but the sefer was kan la'acha chazor. The Mishnah Avodah Zarah was chayza. They asked Akash to Rabbi Yeshua, how could you say the kevis nevel is also? We learned that a kohen is allowed to eat the keva from an oila, so you see the keva, the rennet is not nigrar bosa the baim. So Rabbi Yeshua was chayza, and he holds the keva's nevela stakemuta. Umishna loisosa mim kaima. So really, the Mishnah should have not started from the way it started, keva's akum, keva's nevela is asura, because of the emes it's mutter, but the Mishnah was learned according kaidam chazore. In kaidam chazore, the Mishnah was learned that keves nevela is also the safe of the Mishnah is lacha chazore. Let us see Rashi. Oktoni reisha keves nevela sura. What oktoni keves treifa muteres? The toni treifa sheyon kaminakshera keves muteres. So first, Rav Chisda wanted to say, it's not kefelech, ike shchite, v'loyas sura. What oktoni keves treifa muteres? Toni treifa sheyon ike shchite, v'loy meise kula hai kenevela. V'iser ein kan loy bezu v'loy bezu k'diktonim neishe konus meyer nesabu meyer min acherim loy mishal atzma. So forget that was the kasha. So it's worse. Shchita should make it worse. You might come and eat the meat. So my answer is no. Come koinim chazor mishna reshayne koinim chazor anishnis v'kinyin shenishnis lois osam im koime v'chazor v'shono achayne lehet. That's why it says later the sefer that it's mutter that treife sheyon kaminak sheire is mutter. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Chiya bar Abba Omar Rab Yochanan. Rab Chiya bar Abba said b'shem Rab Yochanan. Ma'amidim bekeves nevelas. You can take the rennet from a nevela. A that's we said that's the lacha chazore kevas nebelis mutter. Veimamidin bekevas shchitas oyved kachol. But if a goy shechted an animal, so then it's, we'll see, then it's takruvas avodah zarah. And what, if he wants to be makriv to avodah zarah, he wants to be makriv all the contents of the ego, which includes the peresh and the keve, he wants to, everything should become takruvas avodah zarah. So then it's taka also the keve, because the keve becomes takruvas avodah zarah. So he said, the shchitas oivet kichavim, when a stamazoi, when a goy shechts, he shechts to l'shem takrubas avaydazor. So he asked him, Omer Lofonov, Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Rav Shimon Bar Abba asked him, you're saying such a halacha, that shchitas oivet kichavim makes it takrubas avaydazor, keman, ke Rabbi Lezer, the Omar Stamach Shevis Oivit Kechom Lavidus Kechom. You see, he's saying such a statement that Stam Shchitas Akum is the Takrubis Avedus Zore. Omar Leivelo Keman Shur, and that's a Chepshat. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. That was Rav Chiya Bar Abba Omar Rabbi Yochanan. He also Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Mamidin bein bekevas nevela, bein bekevas shchita soivet kechavim, shloi lochush ledivrei Rabbi Elazar. Forget, we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar, so stam shchitas akum is not lavoide zore, so it's not akruvis lavoide zore. So therefore, it is mutter, so it's kevas nevela. Behilchese, now the Gemara continues. Aloche ein mamidin ba'oir kevas nevela. You cannot be mamid milk to put to make cheese with the oir of a kevas nevela. Avo mamidin bekevas nevela with the rennet, you allow to bekevas nevela, bekevas shchitas oivet kecho. Now we have here parentheses, which Rashi was in Geiris, and Tosfos was Geiris this, ubekeves ksheira sheyonka min atreife, a ksheira sheyonka min atreife, which is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says a ksheira sheyonka min atreife, so the milk is chol of treife, so the rennet was made from chol of treife. So here it says that that's mutter. My time cholov amachunas bo pirsho ba'almul. So here it says in parentheses that the cholov does not have a shame cholov. It's like it's disintegrated. It's perish ba'alme. It loses the shame cholov. So it's not cholov treif. It's not cholov. It's already. It was Nisakel, and it's like Perish Baalmes. It doesn't have any Yisurim on it. Not like our Mishnah. Let us see what Rashi says. Mishnah Rishayna Koinim Chazorah Nishnis. V'kimin Shnishnis Loizozem Imkoyim Bechazor V'shona Achayna Leheter. Then they learned Achayna Leheter that Treifesh Eyon Kamin Akshayra. Even though the keve is not like the gufa behime, mitzvah in the brishes, the filo pirsha mitzvah, filo the perish of a behime also is mitzvah al takruvus avodas kechavim, mishum the nechalei benifchei. The goy wants that whatever contributes to the thickness, the fatness of the takruvis is makriv. This is also takruvis avodas kechavim. So therefore it is also. Ve'elo keman, kloim olei hutzchecho lishel. Amidim bein bekeves nevele, delav migufu, elokonis bimeyel. Agavuch, I'd just like to mention a horror from the Marsha. We had a Toisvis on the Kufta Zayin Amid Aleph. Here in the Mishnah it says, Amamid Bo'er Shal Keiva, So the Mishnah says, if Yamamid Ba'oil, with a stomach, a chelik of the stomach, even of a behemak shere, if it's Yeshba Benois and Tam, it is also. And Taisvis learned, so Taisvis had a problem. So, why did Shmuel say, Mamidin Oisa Ba'oil Kevas Nevela? I mean, fill of their mamadit ba'er kevas ksheir, it's also also if it's nice in tam. And Taisus held that if it's nice in tam, it's nice in tam, so no difference if it's nevela or if it's ksheir. And if it's not nice in tam, so everything is mutter. So Taisus had a problem why he mentioned nevela, why Shmuel mentioned nevela. And Taisus says the whole teretz because we don't know how the guy really made the cheese. So, Memele, if we saw by Bosa Becholov, it's a Becholov de Rabbonon, it's a Sofik de Rabbonon. By Nevela, it seems it's an Iso de Raisa. So, the Marsha asks, that's that, if you don't know how the guy made the cheese, so we say we're only Chayish for a Nevela. But Meika Radin, if you know he made it with an oil of a Kavis, Kshayrat also should be Yosaz Bosa Becholo. Like the Marsha, so why did here the Gemara say, Hey, Mamidim Ba'er Kevas Nevela, La Locha, Afilu Ba'er Kevas Kshayrat also Yosaz Bosa Becholo. This is the Marsha's Kashi on Taisvis. Now let us just see the last Taisvis, Ochi Garsinen Ba'rov Svarim, which we have in parentheses, Vehilchese ema midin ba'er kevas nevela. You're not mamid ba'er kevas nevela, av mamidin bekevas nevela. Kevas nevela, the rennet alone, bekevas shchita seve kechom. U bekevas ksheiro sheyon kamina treifa. That's in parentheses already. And a kevas treifa sheyon kamina ksheiro. So here it says, my time, nevachoshke bekevas treifa sheyon kamina ksheiro. My time. Why a kevas ksheir sheyonka min atreifa? Why is this mutter? L'chayre the rennet comes from cholov treifa. Cholov amechunes ba pirsha ba'almahu. So the rennet, after becomes rennet, after it was digested already, it doesn't have a shame cholov. The iser is nifka. It's like perish. It doesn't have any yisurim on it. The Tana, and the Mishnah says, not like that. The Mishnah says, Ksheira sheyonka min atreifa, kevos asura, the rennet is also. Chem v'raisa delel bepirkim, kevo shebishla bachalovo, if you cook the kevo, the stomach, with its own cholov, asura. We don't say it's digested already and it doesn't have a shame cholov. So the Benetam is Chilek and Rashi. The Benetam says, Shan, this girl said that there's a difference. There are two types of milk in a cave. The Hani Mili Cholov Tzolo Shebeseicha Cave. If you have milk that is still clear, it did not become rennet as yet, that milk is a shame Cholov. Lechoshev Pirsho, it's not considered like perish, like it was digested already and it lost the shame cholov. Avol hakoru shebeseich hakeiva, but the milk that became hard already, that became rennet, choshuv pirsho, this is called perish. Ba'oisay hakorush lefidvorov. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, which we had Rashi yesterday, which vehemently disagrees with this. But the Rabbeinu Tam says, "Why say a korush lefidvov?" According to Rabbeinu Tam, "Afilu nimlach b'seich hakeiva muta." That means that afilu you salt the keiva together with the you salt the oir hakeiva together with the keiva, it will not become bosa b'cholov because the keiva does not have a din of cholov; it has a din of pirsha ba'om. Now we're starting a new sugya. Chaymer b'chaylev mi'bedav. There's a chaymer of chaylev over dam. V'chaymer b'dam mi'bechaylev. And there's a chaymer of dam over chaylev. Chaymer b'chaylev, what is chaylev mo'chama b'dam? Sha'chaylev, now between you mean the isa chaylev and the isa dam both are bekoros. So that's they're the same. But legabi other halachis, chaylev is more chomer than dam. Sha'chaylev moyalim boy. If you have chaylev from a kol, that you're oimet to be makter the chaylev agabi mizbeich. So if a person ate it, so there's a chiyamila. V'chayovin olov mishum. Oh, there's a shamilis. My alim boy, v'chayovin olov mishum pigul v'noisa v'tome. That means if the chaylev was a part of a korban that was pigul, noisa, or he was tome, so there's a chiyev chatos and the chila of the chaylev. So that means, so if he didn't know b'chlal that this is chaylev, he'll bring two chatois, one alts chaylev and one alts pigul, or alts noisa, or if he was tamei, alts tamei. Masha'en came b'dam. If you have a similar situation, by dam, there's no din me'ile, by dam, there's no din of pigul noisa b'tam. V'chaymer b'dam, there's a chaymer that dam has over chaylev. Sha'adam noyig bebehema v'chayev oiv. Dam is noyig by behema chayev oiv, bein tmeyim, bein tohirim, there's an isser dam. V'chaylev ein eneg ela bebehema tohira bulvad. Chaylev is only noyig by a behema tohira. Let us see Rashi. My alim boy, we're moyal, and the chaylev of a kolben, who kabonis haikotche kochim, haikotchim kalim im kolbenu, the kotche Hashem hain, because the chaylev is kotche Hashem. The chaylev of all kabonis is meyuchid l'Hashem ve'enom lekehanim. That means that filo by kochim kalim, so the basar is lekehanim lebailim. But the chaylev is legavaya. So if a person was moyel on the chaylev, so he's chayv anosham. V'adam ein moy alim boy k'di alav bigmol. V'tomei, and also v'chayv achatos, by pigul noisa v'tomei, im ochloi betumas aguf, fiyere betumas aguf, Chayev shtei chatois, so is chayev tu chatois, achas mishum chaylev, v'achas mishum tumas aguf, shi bekoris. Hashem kim bedam, meforish bedmor. And the chaymer of dam over chaylev, that dam is noig bebehema, the chayev oif, peintoir ben tomei, and chaylev is only noig ela bebehema, tahoira, kedersiv, min ha-behema asher yakrivu mimeno l'Hashem, which is only a behema toy. V'no'ani mili. So the Gemara says, how do we know that there's a chiyev me'ile on all chaylev? A chaylev avilu of kochim kalim, there's a chiyev mila on the chaylev. V'no'ani mili. Oma Rabyanai the Oma Kro Kasha Yuram Mishir Zevach Ashlomit. Now this is a very difficult pasuk. Let's just elaborate for a minute. This pasuk is speaking about the Par Kohen HaMashiach, which is Kodesh Kadoshim, and the pasuk elaborates what your makter and what your makter. And the Pasuk says, it says that the Chaylev and the Kloyes and the Yisrael HaKovet, all the Yimurim that you have to be maktir by all other kabonis, it mentions specifically by the par kohen HaMashiach. Fine. So I know what you maktir. Then after it enumerates all the emurim, it says, kasha yuram misher zevach hashlomim. You should be maktir, but you are maktir from hashlomim. Now, by shlomim dulso says emurim, but shem shemayim. Why does the posek have to tell me you're maktir like you're maktir by esher zevach shlomim? It said right before that you maktir everything. So why do you need this aisof? Let us see Rashi. Menani mili de chaylev yesh by mila, that all chaylev there's mila. Blame maflig, we don't differentiate afilu chaylev kotshim kalim. Avagav de ain behem mila bachayayim, even though there's no mila. Domomen bailamein, yesh mila by murayim, laacher shenizrak domo. That is a mila and dimurim after this rike. Because it says, "Kasha yura bemurei par koy meshichsi." Umar lamadnu the comma kechol mashi mafrish nemurim mishlomim kach yifrishu mizeh. So it's coming to tell us you should be mafrish by the par koy meshich like you're mafrish from mishlomim. So why does he have to tell me this? Afkan nemurim mefaroshim. In the pasuk before it says you makta the murim. It says mamish right before you makta, and then it comes to tell us kashe yuram misher zebach hashlomim. So what is this pasuk teaching us? That's the problem. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yani said areze bo lelamed. So really, it seems it's coming. That kasha yura misher zevach hashlomim is coming to teach us something by parkoyin haMashiach, but areizo b'olamid v'nimtzo lomeid. But really, it's coming to learn from parkoyin haMashiach. Ma kisher zevach hashlomim o parkoyin haMashiach? Ma parkoyin haMashiach yesh by meilem? Afsher zevach hashlomim yesh by meilem? That is just coming to tell us that there's a din me'ile by the emurim of Ashlomim. So if I care, that's the makor. The makor is that even though Shlomim is kotshim kalim, and there's no din me'ile by kotshim kalim, but the chaylev, after this rike, it's oimed to be niktal Hashem, so then there's a din me'ile. Dr. Rashi, ma parkoy mishich yesh mila beimurim. Tomichayim ave beimile de zichemil, the kotshe kodoshimo. It was kotshe kodoshimo lalo. Is yesh beimile bechelboy, so the same thing. Yesh beimile bechelboy by the chelev of Sher Zevach Hashlom. Fine. So that's the makoyim. That the chaylev of shlomim is a din mila. That was Rabbi Yana's makor. Omar le Rab Chanina. So Rab Chanina asked Rabbi Yana, "Gur ezu sheshona Rabbi, and why do you have to make it pesanud rash?" Rabbi said a reason from where we know that the chaylev of shlomim is a din mila. It says by the parsha of shlomim, kol chaylev lashem. Rabbi say much emurim kotshim kalim lamila. It's enough in the posik by shlomim gufe. It says kol chaylev lashem. That's marbe that the chaylev is a din mila. Amar Abaye iftre. So Abaye said we need both psukim. Because of rachmone chaylev. If it would only have said kol chaylev lashem. That's coming to be marbe, the chaylev of kotshim kalim after zrika that is a din milet lashem. Avamina chaylev in. Yeiseres, ushtay kloyis loy. But the other emurim, there's no din milet. It says kol chaylev lashem. Because of Rachmone Kashe Yuram. Because of Rachmone Kashe Yuram. Hava Mine, if we'd only have said Kashe Yuram. So, Hava Mine, Chelev Alye, the lesser Bishel. So what does say Kashe Yuram? Kashe Yuram tells us that Kashe Yuram Mishoir Zevach Hashlomi. That whatever is muram mishir zevach hashlamim, which means the chaylev and the kloyus and the yeseres, that is like a par koyin mishir. That's what it says in this pasuk. So now I know that all the imurim of a shlamim are hukish to a par koyin mishir. Hava mine chaylev alye. What about the chaylev of the alye? The lesser bishay, a share doesn't have an alya. Loi. So Mamela, if would only say this posik hasheyuram, I'd know all the emurim of a shlomim, but would not know the alya of a kebes, that I wouldn't know. Kosav rachmone, kol chaylev lashem, kol chaylev is coming to be marba filu the alya. Let's see what Rashi says. Kol chaylev l'Hashem. This was Rebbe's drash. Kol chaylev l'Hashem b'kodshim kalim k'siv l'hochi k'siv v'hu l'Hashem. What does one that tells kol chaylev l'Hashem? L'meimra d'kodshi Hashem k'rinim b'elin yamila. Yeseres, so the Gemara says, only say kol chaylev l'Hashem, I'd only know chaylev of kodshim kalim. But yeseres, ushtek lo yisloi d'alav chaylev ikri. That's why he says, Kashe Yuram, Limad al kol emurim, Shehukshu lemuri parkoyin Moshiach, that the Yeseres and the Shteyak Loyes, is also the Zedin Mila by Shlomim. But I would think Alye the lesser Bishay Loy, but the Alye that is not by Yeshur, Remakish the Emurim of Asher Shlomim, to the Emurim of Parkein HaMashiach. So Asher Shor Shlomim does not have an Alye. There's no actor of an Alye by Asher Shor Shlomim. So Alye the lesser b'Shor loy nimalu bom ki ma'isu keves l'shlomim. So if a person would bring a keves for Shlomim, the Alyes a keves. It is a grace, kriva bay. The alya of a kebis, your makrib, your makdem. Kosav rachmone, kol chaylev. So the kol chaylev is coming to teach us to fill the alya of a kebis. There's also lashem, and there's a chiyav mila. Kosav rachmone, kol chaylev. Kol chaylev. And this comes to be marbe. The Aliyas Akeves. Now, if we're talking about an Aliyas, so how does Chaylev come into this? So Rashi says, Va'ashkechon Aliyah de Ikri Chaylev. We find Aliyah that's called Chaylev. Receive Chelboy Ha'Aliyah Temima. So the Aliyah is called Chelboy. So Agavuche, there Chelboy does not mean the chaylev, the osa de kefats, the chelboy means the chaylek hamuvchal shebekolm. But chaylev has such a translation also, the chaylek hamuvchal. So here it says, kol chaylev lashem, that's coming to teach us, that the it's coming to tell us the chaylek hamuvchal shebekolben, which means the yalya of a keves, is also lashem, and there's a din mila. Fine. Omar lei Ramori le Rav Zvid. So Rav Mori asked Rav Zvid, I alye ikro I chaylev. So you're telling me that when the Torah says kol chaylev lashem, the Torah means to be marba the alye, that is a din mila, it's lashem. So alye is called chaylev. Titzer ba'achila. So it should be Yosef, Achila also, Chalev, it's called Chalev, so I mean, it should be Yosef, Achila. Oma lei, Alecha, Oma krom, Shoyer, Vachesev, Vaeis, Kol Chalev, Shoyer, Vachesev, Vaeis, Dova, Hashover, Vishoyer, Vakesev, Vaeis. That the chalev that's also, is something that's a chalev that all these three animals have. Sheir, v'chesev, v'eis. Now, only a kesev is an alya. The other two don't have an alya. So, al-kochoch, and when the Torah asked chalev, the Torah said, kol chalev, it should be a chalev of sheir v'chesev eis, a chalev that is found in these three animals. The alya is only in a kesev, not in a sheir v'eis. And by the isa chalev, it says, kol chalev sheir v'chesev eis. I'd like to perhaps deviate for a minute. It's pilei ployim, Ashiva Rav Yankiv Zechayinu Levroche Nemes Liyakev Ala Teire is Medayik, Kis is Hafledik, but he says when a Posik speaks about three things, usually the Posik combines two of the three which are similar. And he brings oidem pitedo borekes in the negine. So if you have all three, so the posik combines two of the three, usually. So he says, so he is a guy from many psukim. So he said, really, it should in the negine is a mercho on the sheir, there's a tvir on the bechesev. And then there's a tipcha ve'eis. That means, he says, theoretically, it should have been kesa ve'eis together. Because they're both tzayin. And shoyer should have been shoyer ve'kesa ve'eis. And the Torah put all three together. Shoyer ve'kesa ve'eis. He says, why did the Torah do it? To tell us this drosha. That what chaylev is also only a chalev that is in sheir v'chesev eis, but a chalev that is not in sheir v'chesev eis, it's only in kesev, so memele, that chalev is mutter. Dover ha-shove b'sheir v'chesev eis. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi said, another drash, how we know that chalev ha'aliyo, there's no isa on the achidas chayv aliyah, because Ravashi said, chelboy ha'aliyo ikroy. It's never called plain chelav. Chelboy ha'aliyo ikroy. Chelav stoma lo ikroy. It's not called chelav. It's only called chelboy ha'aliyo. If you say it's never called chalev, it's called chalev ha'alya. And perhaps it's very good because the chalev over here means the chalek ha'mufchet. It's not called chalev. It's called chalev ha'alya. The chalev ha'mufchet, it's the alya. And so it's not called chalev. Chalev means they mean that's chalev. Elamiyata le yimalubo. So there shouldn't be a din mila also by the alya. It says kol chalev la'shem. We darshan from kol chalev la'shem to tell us chalev alya. So according to you, the it's not called chalev. Elamachvar tekidarav is a bit the previous terrors. Let us see Rashi. Titsa kalal yes keves bachila. Such a chalev that is exists by all these three meanings. Only Pekeves. Vayimalavo, the Mila Mikolchel Hashem Naftalon, Vamrit Alav Chela Vikhoi. Let us see Taisvis. Omar Rabyanai, the Omar Kro Kasher Yura. So, Rabyanai said, Adrash, it says Kasha Yuram, the Yuram is Miyuter, it's not coming to tell us which Ein Murim we should be Makter from a Parkoin and Mashiach, because the Posik already elaborated which Ein Murim you Makter, so it's coming to be Makish, the Ein Murim of a Shlomim to the Ein Murim of a Parkoin and Mashiach. Omar Rabyanai, the Omar Krom, Kasha Yuram. The Perek Ezeo Mekoimon Mokmina Lo, the Gemara in Ezeo Mekoimon, that means we have to we have to understand that this Pasuk, Kasha Yuram Mishir Zevach HaShlomim, is a difficult Pasuk. You don't need the Pasuk. So the Gemara in Ezeo Mekoimon says this Pasuk is coming for a different purpose. Mokmina lo ledova alomet behekish, deine choyze umalamet behekish. That's a dova. Dova alomet behekish, deine choyze umalamet behekish. Now let us see what this means. The yaseres ushtei hakloyes, yalfinen, I think that your makter, the yaseres ushtei hakloyes, Yalfinen besor avodazore, mipar helam dovo shel tzibo. It seems you were makish, a soil avodazore, were makish it a par helam dovo. A par helam dovo, your makter, the yeserish ishtei akloyis. So you learn out soil avodazore from par helam dovo. U par helam, and how do you know the par helam dovo that the yamakter the yiseres ishtek lois? Mi par koyin ha-mashiach. Yeah, so lemaise, so we have a problem. We have a problem, dovo alomet behekish in echeze o melamet behekish. We have a big problem over here. That means par helam dovo, it doesn't say that yamakter the yiseres. The Yeseres and Shtei Akloyes. But we learn this out from a Hekish to Parko in a Mashiach. So Dovo, so how can this be Melamed on the soil of Edezore? Because the Dovo, Halomed Mehekish, is not Melamed with another Hekish. So the Gemara says, Ubiyata Kashe Yuram be Parko in a Mashiach. So the Gemara says, but you know, by Par Koyin HaMashiach, I have an extra kasher yuram. Lukmine b'par helam dovo. So we take this extra kasher yuram, we put it on par helam dovo, that you have to be makter the yeseres, and like the shlomim. Lemevi keman d'chsiv begufe. So now we have a posik, by par helam dovo, that you mak to the yeseres. And now I learn out the soil of the zore from par helam dovo. Le levi soil of the zore lomid min alom. Fine. So this is a problem. So memele, this barash that Kashe Yuram, that Rabbiana used to teach us, that you moil the chelav of kochim kalim, your makish shlomim to the parkoin ha-mashiach, the Gemara says in Zvochim, and Shuldik, this is coming to teach us that a par helm dover, your makter, the yeseres, and the shtek lois. The rabbianai dohoche, so v'lo keman di yalapeg beishama yeseres or shtek lois, Besir avaydezor, besir avaydezor, mi v'osa lapol. He is a different limut, so you don't have to, you don't need this yitter of kasha yuram. V'oid yesh loima. Now Taisu says a new teret. Rabyanai dohoche asmach de balmo. This old Rabyanai that says that he has a limut to tell me that is a din mehila by the emurim of kochim kalam. Rabbi Yanai dochas machta balmo. ובמילה בפרי קודשי מזבח. אומר רב ינאי, זה אומר דקה ממר רב ינאי, אין חיובים בשם מילה, אלו קודשי בדק הבייס בלבד, ולוי בקודשי מזבח. ואיספו לקהנם ולבילה. אומר דקה רב ינאי, the holding meal is only by kodshei Hashem, something that's kulei Hashem. Kabbonis is not kulei Hashem. The kahanim take a chelik, the bailim take a chelik. There's no din meile, period. By all kodshei mizbech, only by kodshei bedek habayis. That belongs to the rabbeinu shloim. Kodshei bedek habayis. The Gemara says oila also oila's kulei Hashem. But all kodshei mizbech, there's no din meile. That's what Rabbi Yani said. ופורך לי ממשנאי סטובס, מוי השמי שמיים, רבי יני, there's no din מילה by all קודשי מזבח, there's a whole bunch of משנאיז, ומוקילו מדרבון, he said, yeah, מדרבון אני זה din מילה, ומן התאר, there's no din מילה. ופורך וקרוק הנוסף, there's a posit, פרש, כל חילב לרבי סמורים, Kol Chaylev, we say, is coming to be Marbe the Emurim of Kodshim Kala. Kol Chaylev Lashem, you say by Kobonis, there's no din Mila. O Mishani Asmachta Balda. Rabbi Yani wasn't daunted, not by the Posik, not by the Mishnayis. The whole thing is at the Rabbon, Rabbi Yisai. This Posik, Asmachta Balda. So Memele, Pudin Chodoch. So it's Shalom Yisrael. Fakert Rabbi Yani l'shitosai, he holds us b'chlal no din mile by chaylev of a kolben. So this posik that Rabbi Yani brings down kasha yuram is nesmachta take. Fakert, we need the kasha yuram meikeradin to tell me lomid min alomid that siria by the zore. That's where we really need it. This is asmachta that is a din mile mid rabbonon by the emurim of Shlom. Oh, this nan beperik omru loy, yesh oichel achila achas, v'chai v'le dalet chatois v'osham, ikaluk me bo'ilo, v'osham, t'ay says, yichai v'nosham, so if the whole din mila by kobonis, is ad rabonon, she not chai v'nosham, t'ay says, ikaluk me bo'ilo, ad oilo, rabiane is moided, is ad din mila minatoyim. Yevav al pi the oira le kahanim ein lochesh given the chola bosal le mizbech. That's called the bosal's called kodshei Hashem, even though the oira is le kahanim. Zok the gemara vayta, ma she ein kein bedam. By dam there's no din meila. Veno ani mili amaula domakro lochem. By dam it says lochem she lochem ye the. Dam is for you, for kapore. It's yours, not Rabbi Nishlam's. You use the dam for kapore. So there's no din mila. The whole din mila is only something that's Lashem. The way Rabbi Yishmael Tone, a different limud. Lechaper. Lechapore nesatib. It's yours for kapore. Beloy le mila. Rabbi Yechanan Oma, Oma Kro, who? Who means it's consistent. Who lifnei kapore kilaacha kapore. The dam is the same before the kapore, like the dam after kapore. Now, after the kapore, the zichen odin mile, ma laacha kapore ein boi mile, because it's nasis mitzvosai. Af lifnei kapore ein boi mile. So lifnei kapore, there's also no din mile. Vek the gemore, so a third rash. I learned that lifnei kapor b'yachik kapor, who is one avaya, they're all the same. No matzovim. Breg de gemore b'eimo hu la'acha kaporem ki lifnei kapor. Let's say, let's be makish faker. That la'acha kapor is like lifnei kapor, just like lifnei kaporem. There's me'ile, so la'acha kapor, there's also din me'ile. Laf la'acha kapor yesh by me'ile. So the Gemara says, "Ein lechadovo shenasa mitzvah so yomay alim boy." No. After kapore, it's nasa's mitzvah. So the zikr will not be yadin mila. So we're makish lifne kapora to laacha kapora. Let us see Rashi. Lochem bani nesativ lochem. Shalochem yehei. Alma lavkot shegavoyu. It's lochem. That's one Rashi. We had a second Rashi. Lochapora nesativ. V'loi sheyekori sheli limor boy. It's not Rabbeinu Shalom. Shein ha'medes elo lachaper b'shvilchem. The whole dam is coming only lachaper b'shvilchem. Hu mashme bav yose yehei. Lo'oilam dinei shovet. The dam is always the same. Bein lifnei kapo, bein lacha kapo. Shenosan matonoiso. We gave the matonos already. ונשארו השיריים. זמן לאח הכפורה אין מילה בשיריים, כאילו כמון, תאין לוחדו בו שנעשה מצבו סוי ומיילם בוי, שרי כבר נעשה צריך גבוהי ממנו, ולאב קושי השם קרינם בי, ונעשה מצבו סוי, שתזיכנת את גבוהי דזניל ננימו, שתזיכנת קוד קושי השם, זה ממילה, so who is, that it's הווי האחרס, the lifne kapor is similar to la'acha kapor. And what? Just like acha kapor, there's no din mila. Lifne kapor, there's also no din mila. And how do you know la'acha kapor, there's no din mila? Because ein l'chadovish nasa mitzvah soy umayalan boy. Frechte gemore v'loi. Is that so? That if it's nasa mitzvah soy, there's no din mila. Frei trumas hadeshim. By Trumas Hadashin, that Nasis mitzvah, so you may all and boy. There's a din mila and the Trumas Hadashin, the receive, visomoy, eight salam is beich. We learn now from the visomoy, it has to remain there, and you're not allowed to use it, it's also bano, even though it was Nasis mitzvah, so the Gemara answers, mishim davoy, Trumas Hadashin, ubigde kohune, Shneik subim aboim kecho. There's another case that Nasis mitzvah saying also may alamboy, it's also bano. Big dekune, that means the begotten of the Kohen Gadol, after he wore it once Yom Kippur, it's not wearable anymore by anybody. No one's allowed to wear it anymore. So we have two unique cases that it's Nasis mitzvah saying, and it's also bano. So we learn now that all over Nasis mitzvah saying it's mutter. Aber ich tue mir es erdäschen, und ich denke, und ich nehme es über den Kerchot, und ich nehme es über den Kerchot, und ich nehme es über den Kerchot. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, ich tue mir es erdäschen, kol boiker teurem mit däschen misbeich. Every day, he takes off from the ashes which are under misbeich, meloi machto, meloi machto, v'nois noi bitzidei ha-misbeich, it's put on the, by the kevesh, there was one of the nisim that was swallowed in the kalke. We learn out it has to remain there and it cannot be used anymore. So we see that even though it was nasis mitzvah, it's still also bano. So the Gemara says, big day kohune, abo big day lovon, shekoin godo nichnes bem, lefnai velefni b'yem ha-kippurim. Utuni gnizai lomis, they cannot be worn anymore, ben hedit oivit ben kol ha-shonim, lekoin godo yem ha-kippurim. Acha, kirsiv uposhat as big day ha-bod, v'nicham shom. So we have here two cases, that it was Nasis Mitzvosim, and they're still also, so we learn, but all over, when it's Nasis Mitzvosim, it doesn't become also. Frag de Gemore, right, so what are the two cases? The two cases are Trumas Hadashin and Big Day Kohingo. And after the Avoid in Yom Kippurim, it remains also Bano. Frag de Gemore, Honich el Rabbon and Domri Vinich, Homsham Balam, Etzetunig Nizeh. That's the Shitas Chachamim. So you see clothes to his knees, it's also but no, even though it's not since mitzvah. But according to Rabbi Yadayse, Rabbi Yadayse says it's only also for the Kohen Gadol to wear. But a Kohen Hedyot could wear these begodim. So you don't have Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Kechad. You only have one pasuk, Tumas Hadeshin. Which is also Nasa's mitzvah, say, so let's see what Rashi says. Hello. The Rabdoi said, don't make sure in him look in head yet, call us on it. Shekoyin hedyet mishamish bem babo kalem. The Kohen Hedyot can use this. Umat amad lem bevenichim shom, lamish lishtamish hu liyame kippur amacha. That the Kohen Gadol shouldn't use it, but it's usable by a Kohen Hedyot. So we don't have a posik that tells us that nasis mitzvosoi, because it's mutter. So you don't have shnei, so let's learn out from Ma'ikalameima. You don't have Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Kechod. That here is also and all over his mutter. Paul says, Egla Rufim. Elamishim Davoy Tumes Hadeshim, Egla Rufim, Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Kechod. Chol Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Kechod. Ein Melamden. Egla Rufim. Hafa Pisha Nasis Mitzvosa Sura Bano. So we learn now from the Shom of Egla Rufa that it remains also. So we have Shnei Ksuv Maboim Keechot, that after here Nasas Mitzvosoi is also, but all over its mother. Anich Lamando Meim Melamdin, El Lamando Melamdin, Maika Lameim. What if you hold Shnei Ksuv Maboim Keechot Melamdin? So let's learn out from there that even though it's Nasis Mitzvosa, it is still also. And for the Gemara, Trei Miyuti Ksivi, there are two Miyuti. Ksivochei Vissamoy, and that Tafke, that is also, even though it's Nasis Mitzvosa, but all over it's Muta, and Hosam Ksiv, Ho Arufe. Then it says Ho Arufe, the Arufe is also after the Arife, but not anything else. What does Rashi say? Rei miyutik sivi, afilu lamandi omar, ba'alma melamdim, ani ein melamdim, the miyutik sivu, here there's a beferish emir. The mashma hani v'loy achini, we learn our tafkidis. Frag the Gemara, fine. Utlose kroi lomali bedam. We have three psukim by dam. We have the hu and the lachaper, the lachem. Lomali bedam. Chad lemute, mi noise, bechad lemute, mi mila. Chad lemute, mi tume. Alo mi pigul, leitzorich kro. You don't need a miut to tell me there's no din pigul by dam. This nan koshe yesh loy matir min lon ba mizbech yom no mishim pigul v'dav guf emato. Something that something else is matter it, so then you can be mefago bishas the yoisik in the matter. That means you can be mefago by the shrita, by the kabbalah, by the zrike, because the dam is matter. The boso, so you can be mefago by the matter to make the boso pigul. But dam does not have another matter, so that's why dam doesn't become pigul. Zogt Rashi, we have a tvili mudim, plus a kroi v'dam lochem, lecha peru, lenoisa, shim nitoisa, v'shogak bein v'dam v'bein v'noisa, v'och nechayev elu mishum dam, not chayev al tnoisa by dam. Mitumei mochle betumas alubi nechayev al mishum dam. Aber mit Pigel leit zeuch le mute, die ich im Oya Zewach Pigel wochel mit Oma, pschiet alon da ein bei mich im Pigel, es na kosche esch lei matirem, schon da war ache matirei, se bensch um matirei lo Adam. if cited the brach is matzah lachilas odam. Then bosa kochim, shadam matir lekanim, mizrikosi, it's matzah bachil. Ben shesh la matim le mizbeach, loy lodom, kigoin oilo, shadoma matir le mizbeach. Dim lay nizrak doma, ein ebere niktor, kidirsi, vizorek akwenes adama o mizbach Hashem, vahoda vehikta achelev, lerech michoyach. So the by Haktori you also need a matter. So there is it in Pigel. In Ovum Mishum Pigel. In Pigel as a Zevach Bachas Me'abavoydis Adam. Vach Kachoch Min Abosor Shoyim Bechlal Heter Adam. Oymin Emurim Shavhein Beheter Adam. Vemizchayev Kores Als Pigel. Avor Kordova Shein Acham Atir Elu Mater Atzmek in Adam. Vakoymetz Vakteres Min Ruskanim Shikulukolu. In Chayov Leimishem Pigel, Mishem Deiker Pigel, Vishlomim Ksib, Minayo Yafinem Ashlom Yeshlom, Atirim Lodom Ezbeach, Chayov Leimishem Pigel, Av Kol.